Driving on Cerrillos Road, you can see the sign for the Indigenous Language Institute, which is housed in one of the two remaining original buildings on the campus of the Santa Fe Indian School. The Institute helps Indigenous communities pass along their culture to future generations in their original languages. One way they do this is through their workshops, where they help people use new technology to preserve and pass along the information in oral, written, and visual forms. Executive Director Inez Slaughter describes the work of the Institute.
We research, teach, and share. That's from information all the way to tools that immediately help Native communities to make their languages vital, seen and heard everywhere and by everyone.
Many people have heard of ESL, English as a Second Language. Slaughter mentioned a startling fact about the languages of the 741 tribes in the U.S. New Mexico is home to 22 of these tribes, 19 of which are Pueblos.
Today, we find many language communities having to teach their language as a second language.
In the early 80s, Santa Fe resident Joanna Hess founded the precursor to the current institute under the name Institute for the Preservation of the Original Languages of the Americas. It all started in Switzerland, where her daughter was given a school assignment.
She had to do a paper on our distant culture, and she chose the Hopi.
They visited the Hopi schools, where Hess discovered that the Hopi language wasn't allowed to be taught. The school superintendent told Hess the U.S. government didn't recognize Hopi as an official language.
And this basically shocked her and incensed her, and she said, please tell me what I can do to help. And that's how it started in Santa Fe, so she could be closer to the Hopi community.
The result was a bilingual book in Hopi and English.
Of the original 500 native languages, we only have 175 left. Seven of the 175 are here in New Mexico. When a language is lost, the thousands of years and generations of knowledge and history is lost. The voices of the communities, their cultural identity as to who they are as a people of a particular nation, that huge link is lost.
In the past, most languages were transmitted orally between generations, and some native groups today have made a communal decision to transmit their languages only through oral traditions. Recently, some communities have decided to add a written format to pass along their culture. Slaughter tells about the communities here in New Mexico.
The Jicarilla, Mescalero, Apache, they have a written system, and the Navajo definitely have some writing systems. Among the Pueblos, there are five distinct languages, which are Tewa, Tiwa, Towa, Keres, and Zuni. And then we have the Jicarilla Apache, Mescalero Apache, and the various chapters of the Navajo Nation.
Slaughter noted that the first Tiwa-speaking communities from the ancient days lived in the greater Santa Fe area. In the workshops of the Indigenous Language Institute, people learn to make storybooks, calendars, newsletters, and audiovisual or digital stories.
I remember one elder from Nevada, Washoe tribe. She was very interested in preserving the traditional recipes.
Rachel Nez, the workshop coordinator, greets me in her native Diné language, saying hello, her name, where she's from, and the names of her four clans.
Yate Valerie, Che ya, Rachel Nez in Che.
The Diné language is full of imagery. The names of animals and types of weather and seasons often convey a message that would be quite short in English. Another specialist at the workshops is Chris Harvey, founder, programmer, and developer of LanguageGeek.com, where you can download for free any keyboard layout with the characters needed to write in the native languages.
We're using desktop publishing software along with keyboard layouts and Unicode fonts specifically designed so that the native language speakers can type in their own language easily and quickly.
The native language computer layouts even let people send emails and write on Facebook walls in their native languages.
The young people especially, who are essentially born with a mouse in their hand, are now able to live their online life in the native language if they choose to do so.
You can see and hear about 30 digital stories on the Institute's website. These and other stories will be presented by the National Museum of American Indians at Indian Market.
They have a program called Native Cinema Showcase. They have a film festival every year.
Look for these digital stories made possible by the Indigenous Language Institute on August 21st at Santa Fe's Indian Market. For KSFR News, I'm Valerie Morris.